what's up? You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Nate. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. Where are Nev and Bex? Great question. Great question. On their way, I think, I hope, I pray. But you know what that means? I'm going to play some songs and read some poems until they're here. And it's going to be awesome. Also, ice patch, for the most part, melted. Still got a little bit of iffy spots. The front area of my house where my garden is, block of ice. I don't know what happened there, but it's not snow. It's literally just one solid block of ice. And I like keep tapping it like with my foot or whatever when I walk by, and it's insane. It's insane how solid that block of ice is. So well, I think we're going to hit 50 today, which is great. Anyway, got some indie rock for you here. And thank you to everybody who's been doing stuff for the studio. Things have been getting fixed. And we've got some new headphones right now, and I really love these. So this is the good stuff. Thank you, WMFO. Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Rick Deckard. All right, let's do some music.
Like an actress, so funny, pouring up my heart on your mattress. Like honey, yeah, I say I'll give you all I got, but then again I leave after breakfast. Full tummy, tying up my laces, kiss your pretty face and not be on my way. Put in my shades and give you another wave. Bye bye. On my bicycle, yeah.
Je te laisserai des mots en dessous de ta porte, en dessous de la mule qui charme, tout près de la place où tes pieds passent, cachés dans les trous dans ta divin. Et quand tu es seul, abandonne ça.
Thank you.
100% the correct usage.
Oh no.
100% the correct usage of utilize. We got our little tree here. Can you hear? Everyone can?
Yeah.
That's great. We're back in Studio A here in WMFO. And we have some cats here with us.
Yeah, we're calling them over to the table.
Is that a new headset?
Yeah, these are new.
Nice.
This one's new. It's very nice.
Dang.
It feels really good.
Dang.
And it's like,
WMFO is on the up and up.
Yeah, you guys, we're doing a fundraiser in a couple weeks, and you can buy a shirt. And the shirts are nice. I'm going to start wearing shirts.
You're going to start wearing shirts?
Right now, in the studio, everyone, I'm not wearing. I have a hoodie on, but there's, you know,
time.
That's it.
We've seen
about
so much of your bare torso.
Exactly. And it's like, why do you do, who's this for? You know, like that's, and it's just like, there it is, you know?
I have an anecdote.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was on the elevator with my mom and my sister. It was New Year's Day, and we were in Florida, and we were on our way to a dinner, and we were in such a rush, and all of my clothes were dirty, and I was just like trying to put together an outfit, and then we got in the elevator. I was wearing like a dress or something. It was very chilly, and my mom is like threatening to put the elevator back up and go up to the floor that we were on, because she's like, no, you're gonna be cold. And I'm like I'm like, no, wait. She said, go up and get some pants. And I'm like, no, I don't have any pants.
I don't have any pants.
And then,
did you have a sweater?
Well, I did have pants. I was just in a panic. Yeah, you're not responding to this in a way that you think that it's funny.
I think maybe both of us had a child say that to us this morning, maybe?
I don't have any pants.
I'm looking at the pants. And I'm like, this whole thing.
And they're crying.
That's the thing. I reverted to like being 4 years old.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it can't happen. I don't have any pants.
Yeah.
That, of course,
was not true.
So you're a liar.
I'm a liar.
Okay.
And then my sister was like, no, I'm leaving pants in 2024. And so that was a memory.
Wait, when was this?
In New Year's Day, 2025.
Oh!
Yeah.
This was like this past year.
I thought this was like 12.
Yeah,
yeah,
I thought you were 12.
Okay, great.
That's helpful context.
New Year's Day, 2025.
Was it cold in Florida?
It was a little chilly.
Also, pants cold?
Florida?
If I had any pants,
Florida?
I might have worn them.
Did you say Florida?
Florida. I was in Florida.
Florida.
I was in Key Largo.
Key Largo.
Florida.
How do you say it?
It's not going to be impossible for me to be natural now.
Florida.
Oh, you put the I in there.
Florida. You do.
That's nice.
Florida.
It took me a long time
to get that.
Yeah. Did you know that like
that
right
that's
off the
standard,
bat? Like,
yeah.
That's, yeah. No, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I don't think. Yeah.
I remember I was young and I was making an Instagram post back when Instagram was very simple. It was like,
post a
picture of some stock photo and you're good. And I was in Florida and I put the text Florida in big caps. And then I was like, wait, isn't that a singer?
Yeah.
You know,
boom.
He's,
it is.
You know what
he's
doing now? He does private parties.
He came to Tufts.
Yeah, okay.
And then he was like 3 hours late, and we were standing in the cold rain. And we were like, is he ever going to show up? Is he ever going to be here?
And he left before he did. Yes, I can. And it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
There's some really good Flo Rida songs, but I read a whole New Yorker article on like how no party's too small. Like if you have the money, he'll come. Like it's just us.
We're inviting him to next week's section.
It is like
we're
if we gave him $50,000, he'd get on the show right now. Like it's not, and he's like he's totally cool with it. He's playing like investment broker, like brokerage, small brokerage firm, end of the year parties. Like
sure.
for like a bunch of like 50 plus year old dudes.
I love that.
You know,
I love that.
And it's he's got like this really specific rider that's just like, I'm coming in exactly on time. Like, I'm not spending any nights anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to be able to fly there, play, and then leave, and there's like no time on the front or back end. Like,
so that's does it. Like, he include the carbon offsets in his pricing?
We should ask. I don't think that was mentioned in the
there's
article.
One, if
but
there's one
great.
Thing I know about Flo Rida, it's that he's definitely doing that.
Carbon offsets.
Hey, you don't know enough to like imply that he doesn't, I think.
It's true.
How did you know that I was implying that he doesn't?
That's just what it sounded like.
How do you know tell. I don't know everything
it
about Flo
Rida? It sounded sarcastic.
I don't know. I do think that now that you've got darker hair, it makes you even more harder to read and more serious.
I think
serious.
So. Yeah. I just think I changed my personality, actually.
That's exactly right.
I think I've just become meaner.
Nah.
Yeah, I've decided. No, it's not. It's okay. Not but like it's it was. It wasn't natural. Like, it was like I decided.
You're
that
like,
this
oh,
was.
I'm gonna be meaner.
It
now.
Just adds yeah. your eyebrows your and dark? Everything. It just adds
the contrast. It does fits your complexion very well.
Thank you. It's actually just like closer to my natural white. Hair color. So true. I actually did have that thought as soon as it was done. Was I was like. I look really pale.
Yeah, but like in a nice way,
like a vampire way.
No, not in a vampire way.
My hairdresser is somebody I went to high school with.
Wow, was that awkward?
No, we have a great relationship.
Oh, that's good.
And now she's dating my first high school boyfriend.
Oh.
Oh, shoot, the bad one?
No. Oh, this was like my freshman year one that was like, you know, we hugged twice.
Yeah.
I went to his football game.
Yeah.
And he was like great, and I'm really happy for them. So I go back to her every like couple months. We catch up.
Can I?
If you really want to.
We got some hair touching going on in the
studio. Well, I showered this morning.
Okay, so you don't want my hand oils on there?
I actually don't care that much.
I think
I think that
was more about, like, my hair's clean so you can touch it.
It was more about I'm sorry if it's wet.
It's so soft.
Thank you.
It's, like, it's healthy.
So my dad won this hair package, right? For my wedding.
What do you mean one?
What is a hair package?
Great questions. These are all the questions you should be asking.
What are you talking about?
So I walked into my parents' house the other day and my dad goes, "Hey Nev, I'm 2 minutes away from winning you a hair and makeup package for your wedding."
Is he like holding a landline phone and he's like, it's like a call in. He's calling into a radio station. Also, you time traveled back to 1997 and that's like what's going on.
Uh-huh. No, he's bidding on an auction.
Oh,
is what he's doing.
Yeah, okay.
So he ends up winning it.
Nice.
So now I have to travel, which again, bless my dad's heart. This was a very nice thing for him to do. It came from the goodness of his heart. But now I have to travel to Newbury Street on the day of my wedding.
Wow.
To get it all done.
That's logistically complicated.
It's logistically complicated.
So for those who know, Newbury Street downtown.
Yes.
And.
Takes a bit to get
and
there.
And where is your wedding taking place?
Somerville, so in Davis Square.
And just from my gut reaction, you know, the fastest way to do that is going to be the red line.
Yes! Wedding day red line.
Wedding day red line would
wedding
be pretty
day
fun.
Red line would be crazy. My sister already said we're going uber black all the way. Champagne.
Stuck in traffic.
I know. It's a Sunday, though. Sunday morning.
Okay, all right. That'll be
that
better.
Is the one thing, is it's a Sunday morning. But the reason I brought this up is because in the package, they actually gave me some really fancy, like, hair product.
Oh.
Okay.
So I've started using their really fancy hair product.
Wow.
And I think I've turned bougie.
Yeah, I can,
it's hard
like,
to go
see
back.
It.
It's hard.
Yeah. Your hair, like, the follicles are, like, they're so nourished.
Juicy? Yeah. That's what I thought, too. Thank you.
I mean, I remember when I went from, using Irish Spring liquid soap on every part of my body switching from just using that on my hair and getting bar soap.
It's like not really an upgrade.
Do you still do that?
Changed my entire life. I'm going to plead the fifth on that. I don't use Irish Spring. That's the smell.
I was going to say, now that you're...
That's the smell of
you have
childhood.
A wife. That, like, she would never allow that.
That smell, that Irish Spring smell, that's the smell of sort of, like, adolescence into collegehood.
Is it really?
That's... We put that away. We put those things away when we get older.
Yeah, we. Yes.
No, we're rocking the Dove bars. And then I would say three...
there's a boycott on Dove.
Is there really?
Oh, really? Ooh, geez.
It's on the BDS list, Israel Investments.
Uh-oh. What can I use?
Oh, gosh. I'll just send you what not
you can send me a list. Yeah, I got to, because we Costco'd it, so I got to I got about 7 months of
also bars. Interesting choice. Are you into the bar soap?
I do like bar soap, but it's not realistic for my life right now because I don't have.
You're just moving too fast. You can't the bar. Actually, I know that when you share a shower with roommates and stuff like that,
I can't leave
a bar's
anything
tough,
in there.
You know,
I can't
there's
leave
not a lot of real
there.
Estate in
yeah,
there.
There's yeah, there's
true.
No
and then
estate.
You have to get a
and then what
soap,
I would need
it. You have to get a soap case
leaking, and then the soap case
that's
gets
so
moldy.
Fair. I actually really no, agree with that.
I can't.
I was not on board with your point at first, and you've really got me on board.
But I feel like a bar soap, if it's creamy or like.
You don't think
don't
it's
know, like
gross?
Nah.
Some are gross. I don't want to make this an advertisement for the one I use because we need to not be using it. But that's.
But we're just talking about bar soap in general.
Yeah. I think it's great. I've been using it pretty much. I mean, there's a period of time.
You don't feel like there's like bacteria that just like collects on the soap?
No.
There's bacteria that probably collects on everything, but I don't think it's enough to be harmful.
I'm doing that. I'm like wiping. I'd shave with bar soap.
There's yeah, that. I put it right into my eyelids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, clean it up.
I use
clean
it on my out. I use it on my hair like probably 3 times a week.
I don't know if that's.
I just I don't know why.
I'm just gonna say
you.
Bex and Nev both like avoided eye contact as soon as I said that. You both like looked down. Like,
just
I'm just
know.
Like some look. Guy that like sat down next to you on the train
half?
And just like said this to you, and you're like, look, I'm going to just be nice, but I'm also going to decline to engage in the point that you're
half
making.
Half of my time I spend with you is me discerning if you're telling the truth or not. Because the truth is half the time you're not.
It's true.
And it's not even that you're like lying, you're just exaggerating.
Yeah.
And I can never know. Yeah. I never know. And the only reason I know that you're exaggerating is because I witness things with you and then see you tell the story of how it happened. And I'm like, what? What?
I was there.
I was there.
That's not all of it. That's okay. That's great.
So I enjoy it.
Okay.
I enjoy seeing what you're going to decide to share or not
and
share.
I think that a lot of times that's me trying to, I do that because I want to deliver to my audience. Like
oh,
I just,
that goes into the conversation we were having weeks ago about, oh, you feel a need to be funny.
Yes.
I don't know if you deliver to the audience, though. I feel like you have the same.
Oh, no. that's my number one fear now.
I feel like you have the same approach to your humor across the board.
Like even if I didn't exaggerate. I'd get the same.
No, I mean, I don't think you're, like, catering your stories to your audience, necessarily.
Gotcha.
I think you're catering to an audience, but I don't think you're catering it to a specific audience, if that
gotcha.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Because I feel like I've seen you in a lot of different contexts, and your humor is always the same.
Yeah.
Which I respect.
Hey, respect.
I respect that.
Yeah.
A lot of people do change their personality based on different groups
that's
that they're in.
That's just code switching.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, true.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I guess there's no implication other than that.
Yeah, no, yeah.
That is true. I did, yeah, it is. That's gotten me, I think that in the more serious worlds that I'm in, I think that is interpreted as just like, this guy's not serious, you know? I don't know.
Hmm.
But also, I don't care. Because I think not being serious in really serious situations is just like really funny.
Hmm.
I also, I'm not gonna, I feel like you are pretty serious. Like, I'm not gonna think that you're just frivolous, flimsying
well, yeah,
around.
Yeah. That's true. New subject.
Do we have
new
no
subject.
Background music right now?
No, there is. We got a little bit here.
New subject, except that.
This is an entire album by Broken Social Scene that I used to wake up to. This is a weird part of a weird song.
Used to wake up to this.
This used to play on
Hey, welcome to the apocalypse.
And you just wake up and you're like.
Oh, this is kind of nice, actually. It sounds like a cloud.
This is great. Yeah, imagine floating on into the world on this cloud.
It didn't make you dislike the song, though?
Great. Great point. No.
That's good.
It's an entire album. It's an entire it's called Feel Good Lost by Broken Social Scene. Mm. And it kind of ebbs and flows. There's some really good ones here. Mm. But like it is very like it just sort of wafts in. But I had my pride and joy in growing up was a stereo that I had in my room. and I could like do all kinds of different things with it. I used to
back in my day.
I used to here. No, I'm about to back in your day. This is it.
Back in your day.
It had a double. This is a thing. Anton knows this. Anton, who might be visiting us at some point here.
No, that's not what I'm. My nose is tingly. I wasn't being passive aggressive. I promise.
All right, just don't.
That's great.
Don't
my nose was tingly.
Anyway, okay, Anton, I had a double take tape deck, and I used to record songs off the radio onto the tape deck.
Nice.
So that I would have them.
Nice.
So I'd be like, "Ooh, Smash Mouth's All Star is playing. I gotta get this," and then I would have it. And then what would happen is I wouldn't get it in time.
Oh.
So it'd be like miss the first half of the song. But then I would get the back half in the DJ and stuff. And I would actually just listen to the DJs. And I think that's what got me interested in radio.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
That's a good story.
I forget how we got there, but I appreciate that.
I know, because I feel like I had something to say about that.
Yeah, but I, you know.
Oh, I was gonna talk about how my sister had a song she woke up to in high school when we shared a room.
Which was it?
And now I have like a very specific like connotation. Like the song is very specific.
It puts you into fight or flight.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to wake up to Sound the Alarm by Nicki Minaj.
That, I love that. And that is the most unexpected answer I think I would have expected from you. And I love that so much. That's a great choice. Did it, like, okay, like...
I hated it, actually. Oh. Sound the alarm. I was like, what's happening?
Is that one... What?
No, that's a different one. A little more. No, that's a different one. Sound the alarm is like...
Burn this floor, because you know we got it hotter.
We
burn it down.
Wait.
Sound the alarm.
It totally is that one. It totally
you woke
is
up to that
song?
One.
I woke up, but it was none. It was it didn't lead into it like that.
Yeah. It was
boom,
just
boom,
pound the alarm.
So if I like played that right now, there'd be something like wakes up inside
you.
Yeah,
yeah, that's so funny. I like couldn't listen to it after that at all.
My sister's was Cake Boy by Hoodie Allen.
I have no idea what that. Who either one of those guys? I believe that he exists.
Show me Cake Boy, you know?
Yeah, here, let me show you Hoodie Allen.
Okay.
Let me show you Hoodie
Somebody
Allen.
Somebody talk while I do this, because this is an audio medium.
I like listening to the background thing.
I'm telling you.
Can you turn it up?
Yeah, let's go. Let's just do a little bit of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, Bex's face in reacting to Hoodie Allen's face.
Oh, no.
This is some
no.
good radio right here. Oh, no. Let me see. Oh, yeah. He looks like an off-brand Jonas brother.
Yeah, but he's an American rapper.
Yeah, that's
named
tough.
Hoodie Allen.
No,
that's tough on me.
I don't like this.
Yeah, and that's valid. Like
Nev is deleting that picture off the internet right now.
Yeah, correct. Off the internet, correct.
You got to do that. Any Medford news from either one of you?
Oh, jeez. Let me think. Nope. Nothing's happened in Medford.
Nothing has happened all week in Medford.
Nothing.
There actually, I got one Medford thing.
Go.
The city is, well, two things. Number one, the city is initiating a, like, full-on pedestrian traffic, like, review.
Yeah.
Because that person got hit by a car.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Well, two in the last 6 months, two people have been hit by cars. One on Mystic Valley Parkway and one by the
like
rotary.
Lethally.
Well, the intersection at Mystic Valley Parkway, I know that they like there's been a ton of backlash of them. They like saying that they need to just revisit that entire intersection because it's so dangerous. I mean, people are always blowing through that red light.
Yep.
And the red light to green light switch is so quick. There's constant crashes there too.
Yep.
Yeah.
So all that, and then the one in the rotary, and both were in like marked pedestrian traffic crossing
areas. That's terrible.
Yeah. So it's all about the speed bumps. It's all about the traffic lights.
Yeah.
They're all about the like the light up things. And then a big one for me is up by where I live in the Heights. And I'm just putting this out as a warning to everybody. The turn from Fellsway West onto Elm near my house, I'm going to try to get them to put a physical barrier on the median to protect the... So there's like a turn and people cut the turn.
Yeah.
What I want is like a Jersey barrier, which this is not unprecedented. There's other ones of these.
But I'm not going to argue.
It forces people to slow down to make the turn as opposed to essentially jumping the curb.
Are you shaking your leg?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
sorry.
Like shaking the
yeah,
whole floor.
Yeah, it was
floor.
Shaking the whole yeah. floor. That was crazy. I thought maybe there was
I
an earthquake.
I thought that there was something going on with the... I think that's how it works.
No. It's okay. It's okay. Now that we know.
Hey, yeah.
Now that we're aware, I think now we know.
How are your weekends?
Wait, we didn't even continue this conversation on Medford stuff. First of all, I think that's a great idea, and I hope that they do it.
I don't know who to talk to, though.
That's a great point.
Like, do I just call the city?
But that's the thing, is like, they've gotten numerous calls.
Yeah,
like,
you
this
gotta
is
know
in,
someone.
Yeah.
But how do I
Figure
make a call that's just
know.
Like, just,
you
hey,
must.
Make this change.
We know somebody.
You're connected.
We'll figure it out.
I know, but I don't...
Everyone knows in order to get a protected curve, you need to have connections.
I think that this is, maybe this is a bigger issue. I feel like I know a lot of people, but I feel like I don't, number one, know very powerful people, and I don't wield that power in any, I don't have the instincts to like turn that into anything.
You don't need to. You can just say, hey.
You know what
you can just be
about?
Like a guy about it.
Yeah.
I'll just, this week,
you
I'll just bring
to be
this
like
exact
a politician.
Issue up to every
like,
single
okay.
person I talk to.
And you never know. Exactly.
It's true.
The person sitting next to you on the train.
You know who
I went
knows?
To, I went
yeah,
to,
that's
yeah,
true.
I went to a protest and it turns out I was hanging out with Willie Burnley, the Somerville city councilor. And I was like, yo, what's up? By the way, he's running for, what's the head of the town? What's that called?
Mayor?
Mayor.
Ah.
Wait,
yeah, he's
really?
Running for mayor. Yeah, he's really cool.
Wow.
Shout out.
But isn't the current Somerville mayor is pretty cool too, right?
I don't know anything about that.
Katia Ballantyne.
Katia is not very popular.
Oh, we got the face from Nev. Because Nev is a Curtatone.
Okay, first of all, don't threaten me with that. Don't do that. Look. All I know is that a lot of people, old school people in Somerville, feel very pushed out. By this new mayor.
Yes.
I honestly don't have really a personal opinion. I haven't read up too much. I just know the older people in this town that I know of feel very pushed out.
Want Joe back because they all loved him, right?
They also didn't love Joe.
I know.
This is not about Joe.
Do you
Joe.
Know about Joe Curtatone? Or Joe
no.
Curtatone?
No.
I don't know how to say
we need
it.
To
Nobody
be careful.
Knows.
We don't know who's listening.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
Someone's
true.
Someone's got Goonies out there listening.
Well, Somerville and Medford were basically run by the... two people for like 30 years. And obviously, if you do that...
They're a powerful family.
It's a powerful family.
I don't want to say anything.
All right.
Okay, well, anyway, shout out...
Medford applied to maybe
Willie
get
Burnley.
Their high school redone, and it's...
They should.
They got it.
They should.
They got past the first phase
cool.
in like
nice.
The Massachusetts school renovating
nice.
Deal. So that's nice, too. Yeah, no, mm-hmm. the Medford... I spent like all of Saturday mornings... at the old Medford High School. Jenny's got swim lessons, and then the Medford Family Network, which is awesome. Are you going over there? That's a hack.
Oh, they're moving to Waltham.
Dang.
All right.
Bex just peaced.
Yeah.
And so, anyway.
Here's what I think.
Okay, I'm not going to say it. But you can hear us. Turn it up in the hallway. You can hear us in the hallway. All right.
What's up?
I had a heck of a weekend.
It sounded like you wanted to talk about it. Yeah.
I kind of did, but I also didn't want to. Do you know that yesterday I had just gotten I went directly in?
I mean,
did
you
I look
told
like
me
it?
No, you didn't look like it. You would have just told me in advance that that would be the case and that you didn't want me to spoil your fun to the rest of the staff.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Which
I didn't.
I did a little traveling this weekend and let's just say that I maximized the amount of time that I was gone, but I still made that. I was the first time I think I was on time to that Monday
I actually
meeting.
Think it was. Well, you weren't on time, but you were the closest to on time.
I was within the
been.
Buffer zone of like plus or minus, I feel like.
You were in the grace period, I think, of 15 minutes.
That's great. Yeah. I think I was only 5 minutes late to that meeting.
Okay.
But that was like, I felt like that's, I was like, this must be what Flo Rida feels like. When he plays a show and then
Flo Rida
He's plays a show
Flo
and then
Rider.
Comes back and like shows up to something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was in I was in the Pacific Northwest. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, keep it vague.
And okay, do you know about this troll artist? Okay.
What?
So there's like in a bunch of places over like around the country. So there's one on the Cape. There's like a big troll.
Yes. Okay, I know about this. Yes.
I met one in. I'll show you the picture. I saw one. There was one in Tacoma.
Sweet.
And I saw it, and it was a lot of fun. And I'm going to show you a picture of it right now.
Do it.
There it is.
Wow.
It's really big.
Oh, very cool.
Call in 855-915-9636 if you've ever seen one of these big wooden trolls.
I think my parents have seen one.
Yeah, there's one in like Hyannis. And it's really strange because you walk through the woods to see it, and then people are like, oh, you got to see the troll. And then it's like really big.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of creepy. I went to the one on the Cape at dusk. And I was like, there's about to be some hooded people like showing up to this.
That was your thought.
Yeah. Because it was like, it's like sitting on the ground and it's like not smiling. Anyway, there's that. The number one thing too, in Tacoma, I didn't know this, Seattle, Tacoma.
Tacoma's a type of car.
Also a type of car. what they have there is these little coffee huts. In the corners of like gas stations or like right off, you know, it's like, so you see like a strip mall or something in that parking lot, one of the spaces would just be occupied by like a hut.
Yeah.
And it's like a coffee hut. And so like, you know, if you're going to go get your nails done or something like that, you would just come out and you would just walk over to the coffee hut and there'd be coffee in there.
I think I've seen those in Utah.
Okay.
I think they don't really exist here, but
no.
In when you go west.
Yeah, no, and it's like, hey, I'm going to pump up my gas, and I'm just going to walk over here to this coffee hut, and there's like a person in there.
Yeah.
And you just get a coffee from that.
Yeah, only one person fits in there.
Exactly, and like, I mean, they were open all times a day, because we were waking up pretty early to go.
Yeah.
Skiing. Eye roll. it was fun. It was really fun. I got some great pictures to show you. Which you probably don't even care about. So there's that.
No, I do care.
Really good ones. Okay. We got to see Mount Rainier from where we were skiing.
That's cool.
Really fun.
That's very cool.
Then all that. So, also in the news, anything else?
You didn't ask me about my weekend. You just
I did.
About
I asked.
Yours.
I asked about weekend, and then you.
No,
okay.
You asked about my weekend so that you could share about your weekend.
That is true.
I know, which is fine. You just talk about your weekend. You don't need to do that. Just be I would love to tell you about my weekend.
Because then, but I don't want you to feel like I'm just.
You don't want to be vulnerable. I get it. So okay.
So you tell me. All right. Okay. Great. Okay.
So. My brother's in town. Was in town.
Okay.
My brother's from Utah. He gets coffee in the huts. And I went to Lucky Strike twice this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good
Friday
on
night
you.
And Saturday night.
Was it busy?
Not really. It was as busy as you would expect Lucky Strike to be.
But I sometimes think like slammed.
No.
But no, not.
No, it's like... It's like on the scale of not busy to busy, it's like 3/4 of the way there. You know?
I think I know what you're talking
you
about.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So, great. It was awesome. And then, went to Karaoke Studios in Alston. We had a private room.
Wow.
It was a very weird vibe.
Is that more fun?
Especially with children.
Yeah. Is that more fun or less fun? Because I feel like a great part about karaoke is that you're doing it and then you lock eyes with like a stranger who's just looking at you.
The one fun thing about it was that you didn't really have to take turns.
Gotcha.
Like you didn't have to offer it up to any strangers. You were just like, great, I'm just going to keep rolling. Song after song after song are mine.
So you're like queuing up 3 songs.
Yes.
So I have
and
to ask.
And there it was everything.
I have to ask, what are the songs you're queuing up? What are the songs that Nev is like, I got this?
I queued up They Not Like Us.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
As a joke or like, I'm going to do this?
No, I did it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, me and my brother.
You actually know all the words?
Well, the words are up there.
That's true. That's
but the
point.
Hardest part was censoring in real time.
Yeah, you have to do that.
When you have kids there.
Wow. What a move.
Yeah.
Here I am with my family, including kids.
Yes.
And they not like us. It's like, no, they need to know about this song.
Kennedy had a great time. Kennedy was vibing. She was like, this is the greatest thing
the
I've
age
ever
of
witnessed.
Kennedy is
one.
One.
My
1 year.
Two and a half
age
year old.
Of Kennedy is one.
My 2.5 year old niece, probably worst day of her life. She was like, this is, you have destroyed my well being, and I will never forget it.
Is that because she's like, you got to play some Danny Go, or else I'm out of
no,
here?
It was too loud.
Yeah, well.
Oh, I understand yeah, that.
It was too loud. I had headphones, though, so I, you know, I put on little headphones. But we took her climbing in the morning. She loved that.
You guys had a heck of a day.
We did. We had a heck of a weekend.
Yeah, we're not good. It's.
We you also.
Know, part of my family was invited climbing, and that's
and
just
they
like
blew
not,
us off.
I just got to be honest with you. It's just not. Molly's not climbing.
Molly didn't have to climb.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I don't think Ginny's climbing either. Lily might climb.
You I'm going to climb
but you
tonight.
Took the option
oh, wait,
away
really?
From
where are you going
to
go climb?
I'm going to a climbing gym. I don't know. I'm just letting my friend take me there.
There you go.
Which one?
I don't know.
What the heck?
Yeah, Nev is
my
like,
fiance
Nev,
works
Nev,
at one.
Knows, Nev knows the
okay,
deal.
I'm in that scene. All right. Okay, okay. Yeah. I'll ask.
I'm in this scene.
You don't go climbing
you can't
without
just go,
telling me.
I was going to
okay.
say.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm known around
you,
these parts.
You should have texted Nev to pay your respects.
Yes.
I'm going climbing tonight.
No, more
thank
than,
you, Nev.
More than
like,
anything
that's
is,
the text.
Is do you want to pay? Probably not.
Yeah, do you? Do you want to pay for me?
I mean, what I'm saying is if you tell me, I can probably get you in for free.
Hey, okay, what?
There it is.
See, this is what I'm saying.
An
these
offer
are the
extended
connects.
To all
see,
of our...
you never know who you're going to be connected with. You never know who you're sitting next to.
That's
you never
right,
know who's important
wield
in the climbing
you have to
community.
Wield the power of the network right here. Yep. That's what you have to do.
Yep.
That, if, I don't know how to do this.
If you guys
this
are,
is the part I don't
if,
know how to do.
The only thing is if it's Metro Rock, I can't help you.
Okay.
If it's Metro Rock, you spit on the floor on your way out.
Actually, or okay. CRG.
Or CRG. You just, you like, make sure your hand's really sweaty and you just like touch the window door just full middle.
No, CRG
on your way
is
out.
Fine.
Big old hand smear.
That's diabolical.
Yeah, I know.
Diabolical.
I don't know what I made said, me think of doing that, but that's like, I'm like,
yeah,
what's
that's
thing
like
that
the
would
worst thing.
Make everyone
you
mad.
Can do.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I said, what gym are we going to? My friend is highly connected in the climbing scene.
Highly connected.
And can wield it to maybe get us a discount.
That's,
that's what I'm talking. That's a text right there. Hopefully yeah. that person, hopefully your friend is still waking up and that's like the first.
I hope so.
She's yeah. totally already awake.
Okay.
Do I know this person?
No.
Oh.
No?
Are you sure?
I guess not. I don't know everything about your life.
Okay.
Her name's Amanda. Oh.
I know.
You know any Amandas?
Three or four.
I mean,
four,
yeah, I know a
three
couple
or four
Amandas.
But
no Amandas at Tufts.
Shout out. Okay. Hey, shout out no to all Amanda's the Amandas. Over. All right. Big love.
My sister's name is Amanda.
It's a good name.
Big time shout out to Amanda.
Strong name.
Mandy? Amanda.
No. And now what? Now what?
So as we
what's
do
happening?
Here at WMFO, we take turns just standing up and leaving the mics without telling anybody so that we can just go about our business.
You just needed that like a hamster to the flask.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Hamster to the
hey, what's the view on hamsters? What if you guys are ever gonna have a pet, what would the pet be?
I'm allergic to everything but dogs.
That's what I'm talking about.
So
that's great.
Except I had an allergic reaction the last time I went to my friend Delaney's house because she has three dogs. So up in
so
the air.
So it was just too much.
Up in the air, yeah. It was just too much.
Wow.
So none is my answer. Actually, not true. A reptile.
Mm.
Yeah, but would you have one?
No. Maybe a
like
gecko.
I feel like that's tough. I feel like the gecko, you just like live in the wild, you know? I feel like that about every animal that's not like a domesticated animal. Where I'm just like, I just want you to live. And I'll see you out there.
Juan's cousin bought a chameleon off the street.
What?
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
In Mexico.
Love that.
Yeah, and named him Mesut after its soccer player, ?
Mesut at Ozul.
Probably.
The German?
Maybe.
Yeah, Mesut Ozul. Mm-hmm. That's the best one
Mesut,
I got.
But that's how he said it.
Well, yeah, I mean, whatever. Yeah.
And
I'm definitely not saying it right.
He was really cute, but we found out the last time we talked to him that he passed away.
Oh, my
passed
gosh.
Away.
Tragically.
Why would you tell us that story just to break our
I'm
hearts?
I'm sorry. It just reminded me.
Wow. I don't know. I feel like I like rats because they're so cuddly, but They're too small.
Rats, indeed.
Why?
You know, fancy rats, pet rats. They're so sweet.
Like Remy?
Like Remy at the end. But no, actually, no.
No.
Because fancy rats
that was,
are not
painful for you. No.
Fancy rats are not the same as like street rats.
What are fancy rats?
Street rats.
They're like bred for like the high life. Like I don't know. I don't really know.
Like they only drink bubble water.
Like, yeah, they like only drink seltzer water. Like
they have like nice little pink hands instead of like the red hands.
Yeah.
Okay.
They wear monocles. Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
I really love cats, but I'm really allergic to them.
Yeah, so relatable.
I like how slinky they are. You can pick one up and slink it around.
I do love that. Slinking cats around. Yeah. Great time.
Yeah,
I like cats. I like that they're very, like, kind of self-sufficient for the most part.
Yeah, they hate you.
Know?
They're just like, they're very
no,
aloof.
I wouldn't want a cat who hates me. I want a cat who loves me and can't live without me.
There you go. That's the dream, really.
We should talk about that.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not going to happen because I'm allergic to them, so it's really don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And Nev got an apartment.
Hey.
Nev got an apartment.
What?
Nev got an apartment.
Dap
it up. We got a dap going right here in the studio. An apartment dap. And a hand lick.
No contact.
That's a tough one.
There was no tongue to hand contact.
It was a
fake out.
Fake out lick. That's what I'm talking about.
That was a theater lick.
That was like
you liked it though.
It's like when do you know that thing when like they practice like fighting and stuff and you're supposed to like stomp and that's like a whole thing is like learning how to stomp as opposed to like
I had a dream the other night that I was so stressed because I was supposed to be the lead in a musical and I hadn't memorized any of my lines.
I love this.
Opening night was 2 weeks away.
Oh, you got a ton of time.
No,
it didn't feel like it.
That's
no.
That's wait, 2 weeks? That's like opening night's tomorrow and I forgot all my lines. I'm judging your stress. That's what I'm doing right now.
No,
I'm saying
think
that
your dream is
was,
valid.
Your dream's
like,
not
was,
valid because it's not
scary.
Stressful.
Thank you.
It
is scary.
I would love to have your problems.
That wasn't a real problem.
Two
it's
weeks,
a dream.
You can learn calculus in 2 weeks. It's not...
No.
Yeah, that's,
2 weeks is a very stressful... like interval of time because it's like it's just far enough away that it doesn't seem real yet, but it's close enough that you need to know what you're doing and have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got going on in 2 weeks?
In 1 week I have an exam.
There you go. So 1 week, but you're ready, you know.
No,
you're,
no,
okay.
I'm not.
So it doesn't matter. So within 2 weeks it's just panic mode across the board.
I try not to. No, I don't. I'm not panicked.
That's good. How many more exams do you have left? Are you doing that? You living that life? Like you're counting down the number of assignments or whatever?
I'm not living that life.
Yeah, people do that.
No, I'm just doing what I need to do at a given time.
You're like, I have X number of tests that I will take for the rest of my collegiate career. Bex is a senior, by the way.
Yeah, it's true.
What a lot of silence that was.
I do have to say, we're not going to be here next week, okay? We're going to be skipping
true.
The show. So if you...
Oh, because of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to take it... Because we have stuff.
No, I don't want to take it because Tuesday is my exam. So
okay,
I'd rather
I'll do it.
Prepare for that more in the morning.
You'll do it?
No, I'm saying... What? I'll just put it... I'll sub it out.
Oh,
I'll sub the slot out.
Got it.
But it's one of those where it's like... I was like, well, do you want the spot?
Thank you.
Yeah.
No.
It's yours.
I'm nothing without you.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
It's a co-creation. No, I'm sad anytime we can't. You know,
sad.
Like we can't.
We were sad last week. We were like actually.
That's because we were in Studio A, which
and
is
we were
small
really tired.
And hot in there. It's like, but it's like a dry heat. It's like a dry machine heat. You know.
I thought you said it was a really good show, though.
I thought
it was probably
great. Was. Yeah,
it
was good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think when you have emotion, I do need to get a copy of the. What's the name of the magazine?
The Observer.
And I need to send it to Anton.
Okay.
I'm hungry.
Is that a... Do you subscribe that
you're
to
hungry?
That?
Yeah.
I'm starving.
I have banana muffins.
But we're not going to eat them in
we're
here.
We're not going to eat them
no,
in
we
here.
We just have them.
We do.
Okay.
I don't want... Thank you. No, thank you.
I mean, yeah, but later. But in like 9 minutes.
So true.
I'm hungry.
But not.
But I don't want your
that.
Fresh banana muffins.
Fresh. Those are homemade.
Those are homemade.
I don't like bananas.
Is it? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like you're not, like at all, like
I
in
really
any context.
Like, I just don't like. Bananas.
I've seen you make banana bread that a lot of people really enjoyed.
But not
that
now.
Didn't happen.
You made little cupcake banana breads.
What? What are you?
We've
talking
made
about?
Banana bread at Bread this year.
No, we haven't.
Gosh.
Thinking of cornbread.
Yes.
It's definitely cornbread, but I thought you were making
carrot cake.
I thought there was a couple times that we came back from Food
you
Link and we
like
had bananas because
you like carrot cake?
Hey, anybody out there who eats bananas, just know that like for every banana you eat, three get thrown away.
What?
I don't know if that's true, but...
What do you mean you don't know if that's
feels,
true? Why are you
it
saying it on the
feels
radio?
True.
No, I don't
know.
Because
at Food Link, we get two
so
boxes of straight
bananas.
Up bananas every yeah. single week.
Which
just
we
like
took
banana
them last
city.
Week for the smoothies.
We did make smoothies last
we
week.
We made smoothies with bananas last week, which yeah. I'm fine with. If the
oh,
banana is...
If it's diluted enough.
Yeah, if I can't taste it, that's
if
fine.
If there's a bunch of like yogurt and sugar and stuff, yeah. I did. I
Hey, wow.
Didn't put sugar.
Yeah, it was like...
Oh, I put honey like, in... All the ones I drank, I was putting honey
okay,
in.
So you were putting... So, yeah, speak yeah. for yourself.
Jeez.
What in the world?
This is great. You guys, this is great.
Ooh, someone's texting you.
My kids will my eat kids the trash eat bananas, is what my sister says.
Oh, hey, Am. So I heard that you were the counsel on the lease agreement here.
You can't say that.
Okay. Is that because everything we say on the radio is a legally yeah. binding like thing?
Well, yeah, and
yeah,
like
and,
why would you? Why?
Well, she just offered me sisterly advice on my lease.
It's true. Shout out to every single landlord.
Oh, what?
Because no, I'm just saying shout out because like I mean, it's just always there's always those riders. Like there's always like because like Massachusetts has like standard form for all the stuff. And then there's always riders, and the riders is where you get to sort of look into the history of this unit and be like,
correct.
I wonder what happened here, you know,
that this
particular rule is in place.
That is yeah. correct.
And I can't, you can't blame anybody for trying to be like, hey, we just got to make sure this never happens again. This really specific situation. Never
yeah. It seems
again.
Like my landlord went through some pretty crazy stuff.
Yep.
For the stuff they put in that rider A. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Nev's going to be living in Gilman Square. Right?
Yeah.
You want to say your address?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to say your address?
I do.
I think that a lot of, like, because people change addresses so much in Somerville, and people move, and you move apartments and all that kind of stuff, move house, as the British would say, that, like, what your address is just kind of, like, weird. You can't rely, if you were trying to, like, steal someone's identity, you just can't rely on the address that you, like, would find. You know?
But people could still show up at your house. I'm not worried about like identity theft because like my stuff's already out there. You know what
it's
I
true.
Mean? My if it wants to get stolen, it's probably pretty.
But I feel like
accessible.
People are showing up to every house, like regardless of who they think lives there.
What?
People are just showing up.
I think you're just making stuff up now.
I think, as someone who lived in Somerville for almost 8 years, that people were just sort of walking around. Ned's rolling her eyes. Because
as someone who lived in Somerville,
she lived in Somerville for longer and gets to claim it.
I have a Somerville thing, which is the Knights of Malta Hall. That
big time. Wait,
that big building.
Don't say anything you're gonna regret. I don't want to make anybody angry. You know, this is like when we're talking about the
mayors. I was just on the T yesterday, and I was like, wow, what an interesting building. And we were approaching Gilman Square. And
I know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's like the one, it's called yep. a commandery, and it has this frieze with somebody on a horse, and it looks old, and there's like nothing surrounding it.
Yeah.
And I was
yes.
trying to find out more about that.
Neb doesn't know what we're talking about because she's like not familiar with Somerville.
It's okay. It's called the
only
Signet,
true heads know.
The Signet Commandery at 343
yeah.
Medford.
Oh, it's in Medford?
Street Ave? No.
Oh,
no.
Medford Ave in Somerville.
Ave, yeah.
I know exactly where you're talking about.
It's only because you've ridden the new Green Line.
that was installed just a few years ago.
It's because they installed that green line for people like
me. That's what I'm saying is nobody even called it Gilman Square until the T-stop went in.
Is that because like it's one of those, we were talking about this, where like all the random, any intersection here has like a name.
Exactly. There's always names.
This is Joe Kirkusoli's.
Like, it was just behind the high school.
Exactly.
It's just where the high school
When I hung out back there, we didn't call it Gilman Square. We just said behind the high school. BTHS is what we said, and then we high-fived.
Back in my day.
Wait, let me see it.
The word pianos is edited in. That's not part of the
film. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
Saving face there. Nev is.
I literally am about ready to fist fight.
That's right.
I'm getting there each day.
Look
it builds.
At that. It
each, day, each day, each day, one more notch
that.
Up.
Exactly.
And then I'm just going to throw a punch.
Commandery.
Wow, very cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I think Commandery is a cool name for... Are you going to name your house? Like, name your apartment?
Probably not.
You sure? You don't name anything. Yeah.
I don't name cars either.
You name cars, Bex?
No.
Like, your car doesn't have a name?
No.
Do you want it to?
No.
Do you name anything?
Oh.
No.
Ooh,
not
we gotta
even
read
my friends.
PSA, you gotta go fast.
I'll go.
We already did that one. I've done that one so many times.
Just read a small one.
Like which one?
Any.
Can I do this one?
Great.
Has your doctor ordered a CT scan, MRI, mammogram, or other radiology test? Prepare for your exam by visiting radiologyinfo.org. Radiologyinfo.org gives you detailed descriptions of nearly 100 tests and treatments. Visit radiologyinfo.org.
A public service from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Test Reform Radio.
Straight up.
Well, I think we've reached our time here. I'm gonna play this song real quick.
Do it.
Not like play it, but just like
have it on.
Like a real palate cleanser.
Okay.
Wait for it. All right, we've been listening in the background to Broken Social Scenes. Feel Good Lost.
Goodbye.
That's it? Nothing else?
Love you.
That's right. Hey, have a wonderful week, and I won't see you next time, and I don't see you anytime because it's the radio.